It's changing who we are, who we've always been, at the most fundamental level. Bertrand didn't see it that way. He dreamed of fixing the fatal flaw in human evolution, the fact that our species is simply too prolific. We are an organism that, despite our unmatched intellect, cannot seem to control our own numbers. No amount of free contraception, education, or government enticement works. We keep having babies, whether we want to or not. Did you know the CDC just announced that nearly half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unplanned? And in underdeveloped nations, that number is over 70%. Langdon had seen these statistics before, and yet only now was he starting to understand their implications. As a species, humans were like the rabbits that were introduced on certain Pacific islands and allowed to reproduce unchecked to the point that they decimated their ecosystem and finally went extinct. Bertrand Zobrist has redesigned our species in an attempt to save us, transforming us into a less fruitful population. Langdon took a deep breath and stared out at the Bosporus, feeling as ungrounded as the boats sailing in the distance. The sirens were growing still louder, coming from the direction of the docks, and Langdon sensed that time was running out.
"The most frightening thing of all," Sienna said, "is not that Inferno causes sterility, but rather that it has the ability to do so. An airborne viral vector is a quantum leap, years ahead of its time. Bertrand has suddenly lifted us out of the dark ages of genetic engineering and launched us headlong into the future. He has unlocked the evolutionary process and given humankind the ability to redefine our species in broad, sweeping strokes. Pandora is out of the box, and there's no putting her back in. Bertrand has created the keys to modify the human race, and if those keys fall into the wrong hands, then God help us. This technology should never have been created. As soon as I read Bertrand's letter explaining how he had achieved his goals, I burned it. Then I vowed to find his virus and destroy all traces of it."
"I don't understand," Langdon declared, his voice laced with anger. "If you wanted to destroy the virus, why didn't you cooperate with Dr. Sinsky and the WHO? You should have called the CDC or someone."
"You can't be serious. Government agencies are the last entities on Earth that should have access to this technology. Think about it, Robert. Throughout all of human history, every groundbreaking technology ever discovered by science has been weaponized, from simple fire to nuclear power, and almost always at the hands of powerful governments. Where do you think our biological weapons come from? They originate from research done at places like the WHO and CDC. Bertrand's technology, a pandemic virus used as a genetic vector, is the most powerful weapon ever created.